Rod's Pulse Podcast number 12, Podcasting Growth, Nursing Podcasts, and More Pod Safe Music. Hello, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, a podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Hello, welcome back. Today I'll be sharing some podcasting news and promos for a couple of nursing and health professions podcasts. But first I think I need to stop and get a little bit of coffee. Trying to get down on my caffeine consumption. So when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Well, that's just a little teaser, another PodSafe tune from the PodSafe Music Network. I'll play the full song at the end of my podcast. The song is called Stress, and it's by a group from New England called Jim's Big Ego. First, some podcasting news. I found a very interesting article from the FeedBurner blog. FeedBurner, as you know, is what I use to feed my podcast. There are others, but FeedBurner is by far the largest. They did a little market analysis and came up with some interesting statistics, which I'd like to share with you. First was that FeedBurner alone manages more podcasts than there are radio stations in the world. So that amounts to over 47,000 podcast feeds. Another fact is that podcasting is outpacing the speed of adoption of the last, quote, most successful consumer product launch in history. You probably have guessed that that's DVDs. So podcasting is growing faster than DVDs. There are apparently now 1.6 million subscribers to FeedBurner-managed podcasts. So there are actually more podcasts than that, but 1.6 million is still a pretty big number. Now, if you include the non-podcast blogs, FeedBurner subscriber base is in excess of 11 million. Another fact, they currently handle over 200,000 publishers. Now these are bloggers, podcasters, and certainly commercial blogs and podcasts. They serve about 60 million feed requests a day. But you may have heard the term narrowcasting. Narrowcasting means that you're subscribing or you're listening, you are broadcasting or podcasting for a small audience. If you do the math, apparently, I heard someone report that the average podcast today only has about 30 subscribers. So I'm about average, it looks like, these days. Now on to some health professions podcasts that I found that I thought you might be interested in. The first one is called Nursing Studio. It's a blog and a podcast by a nurse, and it's geared towards nursing students. Here's a 2-minute clip from one of Tanya's podcasts. She has 7 episodes so far, but there is a lot of other content on her blog in addition to the podcast. So let's hear what she has to say about her podcast.
This is Tanya for the Nursing Studio podcast. My name's Tanya. I'm a RN. I currently work cardiac ICU step down. How did I get involved in podcasting? I got an iPod back in June, and after that I started looking through iTunes and finding stuff to put on my iPod for free. So I got to searching one day for a nursing one. You can't find them. So I decided to start one. This is the second episode, second one I've done. So please, I enjoy feedback. Let me know how I'm doing, how I can improve. We're now also listed in iTunes. Just open your iTunes music store, go to the podcasting section, and search for nursing, and you'll find me listed there. We're also, because this site contains much, much more than the audio files, I also recommend you use a RSS reader. I'd also like to announce the Nursing Studio now has forums open. They're very simple, no HTML. Show notes will be in the entry with this podcast. The show notes are done in wiki format. You can add to it by clicking on edit. You will have to register, I believe, to participate in both the forums and the wiki. I'll be going over the news. And then we have our disease of the day, our drug of the day, the specialty nursing area of the day. I've added 3 new sections, a rhythm of the day where I cover an EKG rhythm, a test of the day where I cover either like a radiology or some form of diagnostic testing, and then useful technology. I hope that one will be a useful segment for you. And now the nursing news.
Okay, that was one podcast I found. Another one I found just by going to iTunes and doing a search for nursing under the podcast directory. I found that Penn, our neighbor up the street, is doing some podcasting. Looks like their nursing school is just getting involved in it. They have just a few episodes that follows one of their nurses who was deployed to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. So let's just hear a little clip, some information about their podcast.
Hello, this is the Penn Nursing Katrina Response Podcast for Saturday, September 24th, 2005. I'm Eric Stern from the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing, and we're talking with Dr. Norma Cuellar, Assistant Professor in the Biobehavioral and Health Sciences Division of Penn Nursing. She was recently stationed in a Red Cross shelter set up at the Cajun Dome in Lafayette, Louisiana, just west of New Orleans, but has been evacuated to Shreveport, Louisiana, at the Expo Center because of Hurricane Rita. Norma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you were evacuated on Wednesday night. What was that like? What happened? What was the process and all that?
Well, actually, we were evacuated on Thursday. We got the word Thursday morning that we would be evacuated. Luckily, we had an evacuation drill on Tuesday night, and I talked about that earlier, but essentially they were very well prepared. They knew exactly what to do and where to go. So the evacuation process that we had to go through on Thursday went very well. The problem was when they finally said, yes, we're going to leave, it was just making sure we got all the buses here, and we got, it was just the National Guard here and the sheriffs and the ambulances, and I'll tell you why all those people were with us in a little bit. But, it was a day of waiting, and we weren't quite sure when everybody would be ready to go. But at 5:30, they said that we would start the evacuation process.
So you can just get a little taste for what their podcast is all about. We'll have to keep an eye on them. Now, here's another one that I found. This is a podcast for EMTs, paramedics, and other, quote, pre-hospital personnel. I'd never heard that term before. It's MedicCast, and as usual, I'll have all the URLs on my blog, so follow up and take a look at this podcast as well. Here's a brief promo that they have.
You're working a full code. It's 20 miles to the ER ramp, and your whole crew's looking to you for help. Don't you wish you had listened to the MediCast today? The MediCast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers. Tune in to the weekly update just for you. News, products, tips and tricks, and much, much more. Download the MediCast now at www.medicast.com.
Now, in looking for podcasts to share with you, I ran across one that is using podcasting for CE. I think podcasting is a natural for continuing education. So check out the one that I have listed on my blog. It's called Nursing Spectrum. At another program, I'd like to cover other CME podcasts as well. So now for some more PodSafe music. Before I sign off, I thought you might like to hear the entire Stress tune. And you can see a link to their website. They actually have an animated music video that goes with their tune. Are You Stressed?
That's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. I'm trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption. So when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Hey, how you doing? Looking good. You been working out? Yeah, I can tell. Alright, see you later. Play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I'd love to do these things if I ever had the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman I'm seeing, except we never really get all time to spend together, so we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. So, you know, my beeper doesn't work underwater. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die. And sand, please! Sand, please! Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. We'll be right back.
That about does it for today's program. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to leave comments on my blog. Go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com or send feedback to my email account, rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. Or leave voicemail feedback at my new comment line. Dial 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.